Good morning, my friends. We want to continue in 1 Peter chapter 3. We ended last time with verse 12. It says, "The Lord is watching His children and listening to their prayers, but His face is hard against those who do evil." Remember, He's watching. And I love it that He hears my prayers if I don't regard iniquity in my heart. I think it's awesome that we're told in Isaiah 66:18 that if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. And iniquity is just selfishness. And you know, I even hone it down to if I have to have my way, if I'm demanding of God, that says He won't hear me. And I just love it that I'm so free to cleanse my heart by confession and to let my requests be known unto Him with thanksgiving. Thank You, Lord, this is what I want, and You know what's best. And if what I want is good for me, You give it to me, and if not, I really don't want it. That's just so freeing. Then you don't get all up in a wad because your prayer didn't get answered. Because if you really believe God gives you what He knows is best, why would you complain when you don't get what you ask for because you don't know the future or what it'll do for you? So let's move on in 1 Peter chapter 3. In verse 13... In the living letters, remember, usually no one will hurt you for wanting to do good. Usually. But if they should, you're to be envied. You got to be kidding. You mean if I'm doing good and people want to harm me because I'm doing good, I'm to be envied? Well, to know why, you have to finish the sentence. For God will reward you for it. And I want to remind myself, as I remind you, that I should be more interested in what God thinks of what I do than what others do. Because my future is for all eternity. And really the way I spend it is based on the decisions I make. And then in verse 15, it says, quietly trust yourself to Christ your Lord. Quietly. My husband was always so funny. He said, "You have two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as long as you talk." Boy, that's a good thing to say. I think it's funny how many people can't wait for you to take a breath so they can start talking. And I'm sure I've been that way until Sam warned me about it. And if you listen, you can understand people and their situation. So it says, quietly trust yourself to Christ. And if anybody asks you why you do this, be ready to tell them in a gentle and respectful way. And I do hope that all of you that will listen to this podcast, and I'm getting a pretty big number, I hope those of you that listen are equipped to tell people what you believe and why you believe it. And also, when you tell them what your belief has done for you, it creates a hunger in their heart. And then the next verse says, do what is right. Boy, I wish I could preach that from the rooftop. Because the young people today, they hardly know what's right. Because of the educational system in this country is being corrupt. Parents just want their kids happy. Then it says, if men speak evil against you, calling you evil names, they will become ashamed of themselves for falsely accusing you when you've only done what is good. Remember this. Oh, I love this verse. If. I always stress that verse with the little children. I've got a bunch of little children that come over and we study the Bible together. And I have them familiar now with the word if and but. And they'll all say if means I have a choice. And but is a contrast of right and wrong. So it says, remember, if God wants you to suffer, it's better to suffer for doing good than for doing wrong. Now, if God is a God of love, why would he want anybody to suffer? Well, I think. It says all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. And his purpose is to conform me to the image of his Son. And I am sorry to tell you that Christ suffered unmercifully. No human being has suffered more than he did. And if we're going to be conformed to him, I think we need to experience suffering. I don't like it. I don't want it. But if I believe that all things work together for good, then it will work together for good for me. And as I look back over my life, the hardest times were the most beneficial when I got through them, if I trusted him. And I will admit that there have been times that I thought, why? Why did this have to happen to me? And then I have to remember what I know. That's why you need to study the Bible and fill your mind with God's word so you have somewhere to go when it hurts. And when I get through with the suffering, I've seen the faithfulness of God to give me his peace and to comfort me when nothing in the world will comfort me. Christ suffered, the next verse says. He died once for the sins of all of us guilty sinners, although he himself was innocent of any sin at any time. He died once that he might bring us safely home to God. I want to emphasize that to you. Did you know that because you have received Christ as your Savior, you're going to go safely home to God? And I think in my last podcast, I told you about my little friend, Henry, who came over when Sam was dying. And I guess Henry was 6 years old. And he prayed over Sam's bed. And he said, Dear Lord, take Gran home safe and comfort the hearts of those of us that are left. That's a six-year-old. And that was spontaneous. Nobody told him what to say. I just will never forget that. Take him home safely. And someone sent Sam a card with John 14, 1 and 2. It says, Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I, Jesus, will come and receive you, that where I am, you may be also. And I bet if Sam said it once, he said it many times. You know, Mary Glenn, he says, I will come and get you. He said, I believe that. Jesus is going to come and get me. And you know, I'm so practical. Sometimes it's bad. But I think, how does he come and get everybody that dies? Believe you me, I don't know. But he says, I will come and get you. And I believe he will. And it said, though his body died, his spirit lived on. And it was in the spirit that he visited the spirits in prison and preached to them. Spirits of those who long before in the days of Noah had refused to listen to God, though he waited patiently for them while Noah was building the ark. Did you know that he went to Hades? He died and in his spirit before his body rose, he went to Hades to tell the people who refused to believe that he was Christ and he had died and they missed out. Noah was building an ark, a huge boat, when it had never rained. And there wasn't any water around. And 120 years, Noah worked on that boat. And I am sure those people laughed at him. Just like I'm sure there are people that laugh at me. I know there are. They think, she just sits home and reads her Bible all the time. And talks to people and teaches Bible classes. What happened to her? I'll tell you what happened to me. God happened to me. God had someone reveal the truth to me. And when I heard the truth, I chose to believe it. And when I chose to believe it, God changed me on the inside. He changed me where I needed to be changed and had spent years trying to change and failing. What joy filled my heart when I read in the Bible that God would change me and that I wouldn't be always bitter and angry and selfish and impatient and never satisfied and no reason not to be. And then it goes on to say there were only 8 people who were saved from drowning. 8. I don't know how many people were alive in the world then. But Noah built, he obeyed God and made a fool out of himself. I'm sure people laughed at him. And 8 people were spared. And then it says that, by the way, is what baptism pictures for us. In baptism, he shows that we have been saved from death and doom by the resurrection of Christ. Not because our bodies are washed clean by the water, but because in being baptized, we turn to God, ask him to cleanse our hearts from sin. And now, Christ is in heaven, in the flesh. Remember, his body rose. And he, in the flesh, is sitting in the place of honor next to God the Father, with all the angels and powers of heaven bowing before him and obeying him. Look what he went through. And now he has a place of honor. And I want to conclude this podcast by reminding you that he's interceding for you and me. We are his children. Someone said one time, when I do wrong, Jesus says to God, I paid for that. She belongs to me. What a great comfort to know that my Heavenly Father is watching over me. He sees what I do. That's how we started this lesson. And he hears my prayers. And I just pray that as we study together, you will understand that our God is a God of hope. And as I quoted before, Romans 15:13, he wants to fill us with all joy and peace. And that's the absence of conflict. If you, listening to this podcast, are in the midst of conflict with someone, cut it out. Quit arguing. Quit striving. And start trusting. And start praying. And the peace that passeth all understanding will fill your heart. And you will abound in hope. Who wants to live in the times that we live in today without hope? Certainly not me. Thank you for listening. Share with a friend, and God bless you.